Lay down.
And you'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just...
just lay there.
And you'd say she walked up to the altar and she...
knelt.
And a game that children play where one child is it and the other children hide.
Hide and go seek.
What do you call the tree that you touch and you can be safe?
Base.
Okay. And...
or home. Let's see, I came in home first. There's the base
mm-hmm.
first.
What about in football? You run toward the...
now, young lady, I don't know very little about football. You run toward the goal.
Uh-huh. What kinds of games did y'all used to play?
Oh, we just played. We played hide and seek. We played on the flying Jenny we was talking about yesterday, and tag and things mostly like that. We didn't play football and things. And baseball, as long as I can remember back, there was somebody playing baseball.
Did you used to play?
Oh, yes, I played baseball. Baseball is one of my very favorite sports. It's baseball.
They've got some semi-professional leagues around here, don't they?
I don't know, Hunt. My little grandson now is playing in the Dixie Youth.
Mm-hmm.
I go up to see him play.
How was the game the other night?
Oh, they won 13-1.
Gosh, that other team must have felt pretty bad.
They did. I know they did.
If you saw a friend walking home and you had your car, you'd say, can I... what?
Give you a ride?
Okay, or can I what you home?
Take you home, or give you a lift.
What about carry you home? Did you ever say that?
Well, I guess you could say carry home, but I think of carry as something you carry up in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
May I take you home or give you a lift?
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
stomp.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
lead it.
Or...
pull it.
And the other way would be...
push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
carried it home.
What if it's real heavy and it's all you could do to lift it? You'd say you... anything else you'd say besides carried?
Well, I can't think of it right now.
Say, you might say, I had to what that heavy suitcase up 4 flights of stairs.
Drag that heavy suitcase.
Okay. What about tote or pack?
A tote, yeah. You say I had to tote that suitcase up there.
When you say tote, do you get the idea that it's heavy or hard to handle, or does it just mean carry?
Well, I just think I would have carried. But I usually say I had to carry the suitcase up there.
What about lug or pack? Do you ever say
well,
that?
Well, I suppose sometime I've said it, but I don't use it.
You said?
I said probably sometime I've said the word lug or pack, but
mm-hmm.
I don't use it. I would say carry. I carried my
mm-hmm.
suitcase. I carried in the groceries
mm-hmm.
or something.
You tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell somebody, go...
go look for a hammer. Go bring me a hammer.
Do you ever say, fetch me?
No, I don't say fetch me.
And say if we're planning to meet somewhere, I might say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
chance.
And someone who's always smiling, always catches on to a joke and sees the funny side in things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will...
rid of them.
Okay, or
get,
we'll
get rid of them.
Do you ever say get shed on them?
Well, I might have in sometime, but not ordinarily.
And if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody...
stole my pencil or got my pencil.
Okay. And if a child's learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle, and you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her who?